think kulamagatsha amaningi azokulwisa lokhu enkantolo ngoba I think invasion of e-privacy kusho ukuthi abantu sekumele bavethwe ukuthi bakhuluma kanjani ku-social media kubo-Facebook labo-Twitter. I think ku-violate i-constitution le. Ngingazi njalo ngoba ma ungakabi i-citizen yala noma isivakashi sala ukuthi i-constitution ithini but ngokwazi kwami noma uyisivakashi uza nge-visa i-constitution iyakuprotekta. So mina ukubona kwami ngibona ungathi kulama ama-civic organization afana labo-USCLA azokulwisa lokhu kakhulu ngoba ngoba kwa-unconstitutional ngoba ku-invade i-privacy yabantu ngoba abantu abasakwazi ukukhululeka ku-Facebook naku-Twitter besesaba khona lokhu ukuthi bazonyushwa ama-visa ngoba kusho ukuthi umuntu o-criticize u-Trump-ke uke wa-criticize u-Trump eminyakeni edlulileyo emihlanu le bangamnitsha i-visa based on that and I think ukuthi lokho ku-violate i-free speech.
Kodwa alubana bethe bakuphatha ngendlela okhuluma ngayo bathi nxa wake wachothoza umongameli weMelika awusayiphiwa i-visa kuyabe kungayisikho kuphatha umthetho ngendlela engayisiyo na?
Akakhulu, I think yikho abakubiza i-abuse ye-office ke lokho ngoba manje ukuthiwa u-president akusekumele angachothozwe abantu sebezojeziswa ngokuthi bachothoze u-president eminyakeni edlulileyo bese benqitshwa ama-visa. I think yiku-abuse i-office njalo. That's why ngisho ngithi ngokubona kwami ama-civic organizations amaningi ama-civil rights organizations azowulwa lo mthetho omusha lo ukuthi ungaphumeleli. Siyazi ukuthi u-Trump wenzela ama-elections abuyayo eminyakeni ozayo ngo-2020 ngoba siyazi ukuthi ikhampeni yakhe ka-2016 yayiqine kakhulu endabeni ze-immigration lokuthi uzozama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi avimbele abantu abaningi ababuya ngaphandle ukuthi bangenele izweni leli. So siyakubona ke lokhu ukuthi really ukwenzela i-base yakhe ukuthi izithembiso zakhe azenzayo lokhu esaqhubeka ngazo eqinisela phambili ngazo izithembiso azenzayo ukuthi bamvotele futhi eminyakeni ozayo kukhetho oluzayo.
Kodwa bona abakahulumende ka-Trump bengazivikela ngokuthi le indlela yokwenqabela izigelekeqe ukuza eMelika awukuboni kungumqondo lakho lokho?
Well, bekuvele ukhona umthetho onjalo obubhekane labantu abazakala beke bavakashela emazweni azwayo ukuthi alobutororo obuthize obenzakalayo bekuvele kuyinto ebi-require ukutholela i-visa ngoba ma ukhangela i-application yakhona iyasho ukuthi wavakashela yini ilizwe elithize lelithize and then ma ukuthi uthe uyasho ukuthi uke waya kulawo mazwe then bese bedimanda-ke enye information yokuthi uvakashele lapho for ini usuyodinga lapho. So into ebikhona kodwa le ukuthi sokuyi-blanket lokhuzana manje sibala wonke umuntu o-aplayela i-visa ukuthi sokumele adlule lapho aveze ama-akhawunti akhe we-social media. I think sokuyikuphusha ngamandla okuncindezela abantu